Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, I know it's only April, but I can promise you right now, it is impossible for Kyler Murray to be the next Lamar Jackson.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all season long with your host, Calvin Wright.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. Your host, Calvin Wright here. And today I'm going to be breaking down one of the most important and so far debated topics of 2020 fantasy. And that is, who is the next Lamar Jackson? Who is the next Mahomes? Who is that next breakout quarterback that leads your fantasy team to the Super Bowl this season in 2020? And I see most people are saying Kyler Murray. Some are saying other players like Drew Lock. But I wanted to kind of take a different approach to this and digest what it means actually to be that next Lamar Jackson or next Mahomes, and if there's even anyone in the league who could do it. So we're going to start off this video by asking the very simple question of who will be the next Lamar Jackson. We're going to answer it as simply as possible. Honestly, most likely no one. No one will be that next Lamar. No one will be that next Mahomes. I want to say a stat that no one is talking about. Since 2003, only three quarterbacks have surpassed 400 fantasy points in a single season. Peyton Manning did in 2013, then Mahomes did it, and now Lamar Jackson. Only three since 2003. That's 17 years, and we've only had three quarterbacks surpass 400 points. So to say that this year there's going to be another quarterback late round that surpasses 400 points, statistically speaking, that is very, very unlikely. It's kind of, people are chasing that subject because, you know, if there is and you predict it right, then yes, your road to the Super Bowl is going to be a whole lot easier. But just like a couple years ago when we had the rookie running backs who were just for, I think it was 2 years, you know, we had Kareem Hunt and the, you know, before that Ezekiel Elliott, there were 2 years where the rookie running back class was amazing and they were all, you know, top five fantasy running backs. And then everyone kept trying to predict the next ones. And we saw that it didn't happen like it had in the past, that we had that recency bias where we said because it happened, there were rookie running backs who exploded, it's going to happen again. We were wrong last year. David Montgomery, even Devin Singletary, Miles Sanders, they were good, but they weren't, you know, superstars in fantasy world. So to say there's going to be another one is probably not true. To say there's going to be another quarterback who surpasses 400 fantasy points is probably not going to happen, especially if you're taking Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes out of the equation, because they would, you know, be the most likely to do it again. So I want to ask this question now, who is the next breakout? Because there are breakout quarterbacks each year, some years bigger than others, as we know, but who will be that next breakout? And everyone is talking about Kyler Murray. And I love Kyler Murray. I'm an Arizona Cardinals fan. And I've made a lot of videos about Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins. But I can tell you right now, it is impossible for Kyler Murray to be the next Lamar Jackson. It is simply impossible. And I want to say why, because it's not about talent. It's not about the situation. It's about his ADP. Lamar Jackson, when we ask what made Lamar Jackson so great in fantasy, yeah, he scored a lot of points. Yeah, he ran. Yeah, he threw. But people forget, he went as the 11th quarterback. His overall ADP that year, he was the 11th quarterback in most leagues. Average, he was the 11th quarterback off the board. In front of him were guys like Baker Mayfield, Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, and in some leagues, Ben Roethlisberger. So he went late. He was in the, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th round. A lot of leagues, especially if they drafted pretty early, he was undrafted. And for him to come in and do what he did was incredible, but you can't ignore the fact that he went so late in fantasy drafts. That really made Lamar Jackson so valuable because you didn't have to spend an early pick on him. Same with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, a year previously, he had the explosion, came out, burst of fire, great year. But he wasn't supposed to do that. No one was talking about Patrick Mahomes being the best quarterback in the league. He just did it. But in most leagues, he was picked up after week one. No one was drafting Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson super early. And that's where we fall short with Kyler Murray. Because already, right now, Kyler Murray is, I think, the fifth quarterback off the board. But updated, it looks like he's probably going to be the number three quarterback off the board by the time we get in fantasy draft season, behind Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and then Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is going to be the third quarterback off the board, probably going to go sixth, fifth round. Even if he does surpass 400 points in fantasy leagues, even if he has as good of a year as Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes the year previously, it won't be the same because you will have gotten him in the fifth, sixth round instead of, you know, 11th. So Kyler Murray, it's impossible for him to be the next Lamar Jackson. Do I think he breaks out? Yes, I do. Do I think he's a top three quarterback? Yeah, I really think he could be it. But you can't ignore what made Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, so valuable in fantasy. A big part of it is how late you got them in drafts. So it's too late for Kyler Murray. I think he's going to be a great fantasy quarterback, great NFL quarterback, but it is too late for him to be that next Lamar Jackson, that next Patrick Mahomes, simply because his ADP is already too high. I've seen millions of posts being hot take, Kyler Murray is a top three quarterback next year, and I was one of them. I love Kyler Murray, but if everyone's talking about him being, you know, the next guy, he's not going to be because the expectations are too high, and he's not going to go late in the rounds. So who will be that next breakout that could, you know, go late rounds and then surpass 400, be the big guy? And like I said previously, most likely no one. There really probably isn't someone. I look at the quarterbacks, I don't think there's a situation where it's going to happen. But if I had to choose one quarterback that I think is going to go pretty late and be a great fantasy quarterback and potentially the number one fantasy quarterback, potentially, big word there, potentially, I would choose Josh Allen. And I know this is crazy, but I want to look at where Josh Allen finished last year, especially in relation to Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray finished last year as the number 7 fantasy quarterback. Josh Allen finished as the number 6 fantasy quarterback. Very, very close, those two. Kyler Murray, he had, 544 rush yards. Josh Allen had 510. Kyler Murray had 4 rushing touchdowns. Josh Allen had 9 rushing touchdowns. But where is Josh Allen being drafted right now? He's going as the 9th quarterback in the fantasy drafts as of right now. I expect that number to actually go down a little bit, especially when we get some of these rookies in here. You know, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, you know, Tua Tagovailoa. I bet Josh Allen is going to go 11th, 12th round, just like Lamar did, just like Mahomes did. But when you look at where he finished last year, he was almost a top 5 quarterback. The guy in front of him, Deshaun Watson, I don't think Deshaun Watson's a top 5 quarterback. So there, I think he could be in the top 5 this year. The quarterbacks in front of him, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. Jameis Winston's not going to be top 5. Deshaun Watson's not going to be top 5. We take those guys out, Josh Allen's a number top 3 quarterback. Now, obviously, we can't do that because, you know, there are other quarterbacks who are going to perform great. But Josh Allen is one of the most undervalued quarterbacks in the league. And look at where he finished, especially in relation to Kyler Murray, and you got to ask yourself, why is no one saying he's the next Lamar? He's got that rushing ability. He has the rushing ability. The player he's most comp to is Cam Newton. Cam Newton finished as the number one quarterback a couple of years ago, went to the Super Bowl, won MVPs. Cam Newton was great. Josh Allen, he could be that guy. But no one is talking about him. No one cares about Josh Allen. And I think, yes, that's sad because he's, you know, talented. He's got Stephon Diggs now. He's got Devin Singletary. He's got a good team. They were in the playoffs last year, good defense. But no one cares. No one cares about Josh Allen. And yes, that's sad. But also, you need to keep an eye on Josh Allen. And if you can get him late in the drafts, he could be the guy that takes your team to the next level. Not Kyler, because Kyler, you're going to have to spend a 5th-round pick on him. But if you can get Josh Allen in the 12th round, give me that all day long. So Josh Allen, I think, is going to be that next breakout quarterback. I don't think he's going to be the next Lamar or Mahomes. Don't quote me on that. I don't think he's going to be those guys. But I think he could be a really good Josh Allen. And a really good Josh Allen, I think, has the potential to finish top 5, top 3 quarterback in fantasy leagues. Now, what if he doesn't? This is where we get into this question because, you know, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, what if neither of them produce? You know, Baker Mayfield busted last year. What if, let's take this question, what if Kyler Murray doesn't produce as the next Lamar? What if he has a bust year despite the weapons? Because we saw that with Baker Mayfield. What if he just doesn't do well? You wasted a fifth-round pick. Now, what if Josh Allen doesn't do well? You wasted a late-round pick that you could have gotten a Darius Slayton on. You know, a shot-in-the-dark wide receiver running back. 12th-round pick, who cares? I mean, even if he doesn't go that late, it's still a huge difference if they don't produce. You're not losing one of your top picks. So that is another reason why you love Josh Allen. And also, Kyler Murray's in the second year. Josh Allen is going to be in his third. Another year of experience does make a big deal. And I understand, yeah, it's hard to compare. Yeah, Josh Allen has another year. But yeah, that helps a lot. He's been in the playoffs. Kyler Murray wasn't in the playoffs. But yeah, it really comes down to Kyler Murray can't be the next Lamar because he already won Rookie of the Year. He's already being drafted as the third quarterback off the board. Josh Allen can be the next breakout because no one cares about him. And last year, he was a little bit better than Kyler Murray, even on the ground. So Josh Allen, I think, has that potential to be the next breakout quarterback in 2020. It's going to be interesting to see where both of their ADPs end up as we get closer, as we get past the NFL draft. But I expect Kyler Murray to go as the third quarterback off the board, and I expect Josh Allen to go 11th round, probably 11th, 12th round, because there are going to be, you know, three rookie quarterbacks that are going to be drafted probably before him in a lot of leagues. So that is what I wanted to talk about. Who's the next big guy? And so yeah, that's really it. I will try to make another podcast, another little video tomorrow. I'm going to try to do 5 pieces of content each week, which is a lot, but we're on kind of break for coronavirus, so I don't have a whole lot going on. So I have more time than usual to make stuff. So I'm going to try to do 5 pieces of content each week. Not sure which days they're going to be, but I'm going to try to do 5 videos, 5, you know, podcasts, little pieces of content each week. So please make sure you subscribe on YouTube, give the podcast a review wherever you listen. And thank you for supporting the page, everyone. And I'll see you next time. Very soon we're going to be getting into some rookie running back projections, which I know everyone loves, because that's, you know, another of those questions. Who's the rookie running back? Everyone wants to know. And then after that, we've got another video coming up soon. It's going to be who's that sophomore wide receiver going to be that takes it to the next level, because we got a great room of sophomore wide receivers, but I think only one or two are going to really emerge as superstars. So make sure you follow so you don't miss a single piece of content, and I will see you tomorrow.